Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been playing softball for nearly 30 years and managing teams for 20 years. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Today we're going to talk about the team bag. What do you carry in your team bag? Bats and balls probably, but what else? I asked managers around the country what they felt should be brought to their games, and the list I ended up with is quite extensive. I'm afraid if you put everything that was recommended into your team bag, you'd look just like Santa as he was leaving the North Pole on Christmas Eve. Nonetheless, let's talk about the different items you might want to consider for your team bag. A team bat, or bats, and a bunch of balls, for sure. Maybe a set of weighted balls. These are balls that are heavier than normal, kind of like small medicine balls that you toss around before the game. The idea is that the ball used in the game will feel lighter after you practice with the heavy ball, and you'll be able to throw the ball faster. Similarly, a bat chute is a parachute device that attaches to a bat, and after you've swung it a few times, your bat speed when swinging your regular bat should be much faster after using the bat chute. If you play in a league where the teams supply the team balls, be sure you have several of those, and put them in a special pocket where they're easy to get to. When a ball is fouled out of play, any member of your team close to your bag should know where the balls are so they can grab a new one right away. Extra gloves. You might laugh, but more than once I've had a player approach me just before a game and tell me his wife dropped him off and he left his glove in the car. And once in a while, a string or the webbing on a glove breaks, so it's nice to have a spare available. While you're at it, throw in some extra batting gloves, too. An extra pair of cleats or two. I left my shoes in the other car. And extra shoestrings, too, for when somebody breaks a string and doesn't have enough of a nub left to retie the shoe. It's a good idea to carry some team shirts in case you have to pick up some subs at the last minute, or you may have to replace a torn or bloody shirt during the game. Ball caps, sunglasses, and some high-powered sunblock if the sun is a factor. Black grease for under the eyes if you want to look really pro. Be prepared for injuries. If you don't have a full first aid kit, be sure at least to have some Band-Aids, ACE bandages, some instant ice packs or cold packs for bruises, and some aspirin or Tylenol. Don't forget your team scorebook, and maybe an extra scorebook and a clipboard. Take along a schedule, too. Extra pens and pencils. If you use pens, by the way, be sure you don't have the kind where the ink runs when it gets wet. You could have your whole scorecard erased if a bit of a sprinkle comes up during the game or somebody spills a Coke. Don't forget your lineup sheet if you make it out before you come to the park. One of those erasable marker lineup boards is great. Making changes on a sheet of paper can be messy and confusing. You should have a list of banned bats if you're playing ASA ball and you want to prove to a clueless umpire that the other team is using an illegal bat. And while you're at it, pack a copy of the rule book. It's great to have the rule book handy if a questionable play occurs. Bring your cell phone. You may have to call around to find subs at the last minute. Be sure you have all the phone numbers you might need, too. And last but not least, a nice big roll of duct tape. You don't go anywhere without your duct tape, do you? Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.